Hello, listeners. Just a quick note. I meant to say in the actual show, but I didn't. Usually when I do the show, we're at least 5 hours in front of the States. But because everyone changed your clocks before we change our clocks, there's actually only 4 hours difference, at least, between, GMT and EDT. So I stuck to the time I usually broadcast in the States, even though it was an hour earlier for me, because, it just meant that I got on the stream at 8 o'clock my time rather than 9 o'clock, which is actually probably better. But by the time we get to April's show, the UK will have moved their clocks an hour forward and will be 5 hours difference again, at least between EDT and GMT. I know it doesn't apply to the whole of the States, of course, but it's kind of nice that just for those 2 weeks, there's only 4 hours difference between Toppy Smelly and myself, between Jay the Haunt Club and myself, well, between everybody in that time zone. Just for the 4 hours, that's only, you know, that's not too long. No, not much difference. I don't know what I'm going on about. I'll shut up and get on with the show. So yes, we should be starting the show in about the next 2 or 3 minutes. We've got quite a few interesting things happening this time. I've got a live satellite link up between myself and some of our show regulars. So we're coming up to doing some quite exciting recording in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And I should explain a bit more once the show starts. Yeah, we're a couple of months off our first anniversary, so got quite a lot of episodes lined up for the next few weeks, already recorded. So wasn't actually sure whether this was going to be episode 62 or 63 at one point. So I've been working on another episode, but it wasn't ready enough to be released. So you'll probably get two next week. It is now 8 o'clock, right. Okay, well, in that case, I think we will start the music any minute now, any second now. Yes, right, here we go. Okay, right, well, we really are going to start. We really are going to start now. Okay, let's go.
Alright, go ahead, I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pop the Shy Daddy?
Shy Life Podcast with me,
Shy. He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. This is, I won't say which episode number it is because episode bot, that's his job, so, or her job. I'm not sure whether the episode bot has a sex, to be honest. Yes, so this is me, Shy Yeti, on Prude 48. We're going to be terribly prudish and we won't say fuck. I'm going to be asking what you've all been up to. I'm going to be updating you what I've been up to, and we have got a live satellite broadcast later in the show with some of our regulars who are on set of a I'm going to be recording in a couple of weeks' time some quite exciting episodes, and they they're all on location getting things ready, so we'll see how that goes. I've not done a satellite broadcast before, so Yeah, we're not sure. Also got, well, I've got all sorts of things lined up. So, basically, I really ought to run the actual theme music. And then we'll get going, yes.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, yes, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right. Yes, right. So episode bot, what episode number is this? 62. I'm sorry, what was that? 62. Right. It was very nearly 63, to be honest. I've been working on another episode this weekend, which I wasn't sure whether it was going to be ready before this episode or whether it was going to be ready afterwards. And as it happens, as you will see, I've had a bit of a hectic weekend. And yes, this is definitely episode 62. And the episode I've been working on this weekend will be 63. But more about that maybe later. So I've got a number of things lined up for you, if I can remember which order I've got got them ready for you. Let's have a look. Let's see who's in the chat room before we go any further. There were a few names, some idlers, but I'm not sure that they are actually still around. But they may be. If you're in the chat room, please say hello. If you're really there, please say hello. Yes. Hello. Hurrah. Mr. Mike, 1972, is there. Hello. Yes, I shall. There we go. Well, Mr. Mike, 1972, is there. What's your weekend been like then? Good, bad? I've had a bit of a mixed weekend, I must admit. I had a cold. Now, I can't remember if it was about the time that I did my last live show, about a month ago. It all got better. And then one morning I woke up and it all come back again. So I was off work, not last week, but the week before, a number of days. And I've just almost got to the stage where I'm nearly back, back to being okay again. And I was really looking forward to this weekend because I had an open mic night to go to with my friend John, who I sometimes do my poetry shows with. And, it was all sort of, that was going to be happening, this was going to be happening tonight. And I started Saturday. Saturday was fun. Saturday morning was fun. Toby and I went into London. We had a walk around Holland Park. It was a little bit... a little bit breezy, but we saw a few sort of famous, the homes of famous people in the area. Holland Park's quite a well-off area, very well-off area. We saw a house that Dusty Springfield had lived in between 1968 and 1972. We were quite excited by that. And Holland Park itself, I'd never been in it. It looks like it's going to be a good destination for sort of summer picnics. And really nice. I believe it was the grounds of a house that was largely destroyed in the Second World War, or at least partially destroyed in the Second World War, but it's been turned into a public park for quite some time now. And anyway, I'd never been there before. So, aha! Home of Ab Fab, says Mr. Mike, 1972. Holland Park? Is that right? It looks like it's set in that area, and hello, Jay's here too. Hello, Jay, how are you doing? I was just updating the I was just updating the audience on the listeners on my rather mixed weekend of. I hadn't got to the bad bit yet. I got to the bit where I was looking forward to the day ahead, and I was going for a nice walk and taking photographs, but then there was a problem in the flat back at home. Basically, all of our water, hot water and stuff, went off. No toilets, no radiators, no hot water, no baths. No. I'm not going to tell you the ins and outs of it. It really isn't a very exciting story. But the main thing is we were talking to the management agency. We were talking to British Gas. We were talking to our neighbours. We were trying to arrange times for people to come in and fix the problem. And around lunchtime, I mean, and this wasn't an easy process. This wasn't an easy process getting in contact with all these people at the weekend. We discovered around Sunday lunchtime today that all of the problem had been caused by somebody in another flat knocking a tap or something. And that had caused the problem, literally turning off all my water and causing all this problem. Anyway, so it's all sorted out now, and we've got hot water, we've got flushing toilets, we've got sinks full of water, and I had a nice warm bath earlier. It's all back to normal. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to the open mic night, but I don't think I could. I probably could have gone, but I wouldn't have enjoyed it. But tell me of your weekends. How have your weekends been? Jay, what have you been up to? I kind of slightly know what Jay's been up to because I've been talking to him. We've been chatting. In fact, I've been sharing my tales of woe with Jay. Poor Jay. He's a very patient friend. He's a very patient friend. Now, I've got a few themes of discussion for the chat room. We don't have to discuss any of them, or we can discuss all of them. One of my themes was, you know, disasters. You know, like what happened to me. Have you got any stories where you just couldn't get? You know, you lost electricity. And you just couldn't get the people out to sort it out, or it was just dragging on. Any stories like that? I was also this, I don't know where I got this theme from. You'll think I'm crazy. This is one of my other possible topics for discussion. Do you talk to your plants? That's my question. Do you talk to your plants? And do you have pet names for your pets? Like extra names other than... Because I do for my cat. I won't tell you mine yet. Let's see what everyone else has got. Let's see what... Mr. Mike 1972 says... pretty quiet weekend at home, just having a bit of a drink. That's good. And Jay Haunt Club says, I think he's laughing out loud at me saying he's a very a patient friend, probably. Not terribly much. Quiet video games, napping, and watching Halloween 4, amongst other things. What do you think of Halloween 4, Jay? I have seen them all, other than the Rob Zombie version. My feelings on Halloween, later Halloween films is a bit, well, I like Halloween H2O, and I really like Halloween 3, even though it's got nothing to do with Michael Myers. Halloween 4, it's not been that long since I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you. Those 4, 5 and 6 have kind of got sort of slightly don't love, don't hate feelings for me, really. Jay says, this is about talking to the plants, maybe a little, he says, about talking to them, maybe a little to the plants, mostly when watering. I tend to talk to the annuals on the patio more than the house plants. We've got a number of plants. A lot of them are from IKEA. Some of them seem to do quite well, and some of them don't. So we're at the stage where a few of them are kind of at that teetering point. Are they going to make it on through the year? Or are they going to survive? We've had some good things with our... we had some good luck with one of our cacti. We've got quite a few cacti. They're only little ones. You'll have possibly seen photos on my blog. And the cacti, it's possibly where... Well, you know the cacti, Gert and Bert, who sometimes appear on the show. Are two of my cacti. They've had, one of them's had lovely orange flowers already, even though it's like early in the year. But we're hoping it's going to be a good year for our plants. So Jay said, this is about Halloween 4. Jay says, I enjoyed it. I've seen bits before, anxious to see the rest of the series. I don't count 3, but enjoy it as a standalone movie. I know what you mean. It's not really a Halloween film, is it? But yeah, I mean, I did enjoy. It's not been that long ago that I, managed to catch up with the Halloweens and the Friday the 13th and the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I know, you're a little bit like me. You hadn't seen them all, and you're sort of watching them possibly for the first time, or certainly for the first time in a long time. Halloween 4 introduces Jamie, the niece of Michael Myers. Yes, because she appears she's in 5 as well, I think. Mr. Mike says he talks to the plants a little bit. Have a fiscus, an aloe vera, and a Christmas cacti. Yeah, I had a really nice Christmas cactus. I got it around Christmas, sort of 2015, and it had lovely flowers, and then it just sort of gave up really, and we lost that one last year. We didn't have that one for a group. Not quite sure how. I'm sure Christmas cacti can last for years, but sorry, just having a little sip of something. Nothing exciting, I'm afraid. Just rose hip tea. I'm all into me herbal teas at the moment. Chamomile, rose hip, nettle tea. In the evenings at least. Now, what else have we got coming up this episode? Well, I've got a new poem for you. It's a poem that I started in about 2012. It's called Glam Rock Vampire 1974. But I'm going to save that till the end of the episode. And, of course, we have got our satellite... link-up. So I just need to check. I don't think they're ready to speak to us yet. But let me just see. We have got something coming up, but let's just see who we've got coming up. What is this?
Hello, my name is Bella Crab. Just leaving you a message to say I'll be popping around later in the week. Just want to see how things are going, I just want to see how things are going. I haven't explained who I am. My name is Bella Crab. Bella Crab, B-E-L-L-A. Crab, C-R-A-B-B. Yes, I work for the people who, the land agents here. And I just go around your house. Just gonna come around your house, see how things are. There have been a few complaints from your neighbours recently. And, I just wanted to address some of those. So of their concerns, there's been mention of strange-looking aliens coming in and out of your house. And, you know, just wanted to make sure that this isn't something that's going to be going on for too long. Anyway, I'll come around and see you. So, yes, Bella Crab. That's my name. I'll come and see you soon.
Good gracious. I don't know where to... I think I may have spoken... Well, I think I've emailed this lady before. Bella Crab. Yeah, I think she's only just started working at the company who managed the house. I thought she was ringing to apologise for the problems I've had with the water and with the other tenants in the block, but no, it sounds like there's been a complaint about the aliens. But, I mean, the aliens haven't been here for, like, for absolutely ages. They... So, I suppose if she's only just started the job, perhaps she's catching up on backlogs of... Because there was a bit of a gap, I think. The previous person who worked at this firm left and they had to get a replacement. So, no. Hi, Toppy. No, that was Bella Crab. Yes, Bella Crab. I think she spells it with a double D. A double B. Yeah. Gosh. Yes. We've not heard her before, have we? Blimey. She's only just started in the job, I think. How are you doing, Toppy? How's it going? Let me just think of I shall do a very quick recap. I've had a few problems at my flat this weekend with water problems and lack of water and... Oh, yeah. And anyway, it sort of ate into a big chunk of my weekend. Only, you know, I had to ring various different people, trying to speak to various different neighbours. Turned out, I found out after about 24 hours of the problem happening, that it was one of my neighbours had pressed the wrong switch and managed to cut off my water somehow. Yeah. Oh, sounds like you had an easy day at work. That's good. No snow. Hurrah! That's good to hear. So, yeah, it was a bit of a nuisance, Toppy, but I did manage to get out early on Saturday before all this happened. Took some photos, got to explore some interesting parts of London, saw a house where Dusty Springfield used to live back in the late 60s. That was quite exciting. We've got a few themes for this episode, Toppy. You might be interested in some of these. I was wondering, any stories of sort of disasters you've had with trying to get maintenance people to come and fix things? Also, do you talk to your plants, if you have any plants? And do you have sort of pet names for your pets, not just their actual names? Like, for instance, Dealey, over the years he's had loads of names, I think I've said before, but at the moment his most popular names are probably Deals, and sometimes Monkey, sometimes Little Mouse. He has got quite a lot of names, sometimes also the Princess. Oh, Dealey got to go outside today. Dealey Bug, yeah, that's a good one, Jay. We'll have to adopt that one. Literally, he's had lots of different names over the 12 and a bit years he's been living with us. He got to have a little bit of a sniff, because mainly he's a house cat, but he does get to go out a bit. And he went out, and we caught him sniffing flowers today. He is such a queen. Bless him. He was admiring the flowers and he was sniffing them. And at one point I caught him, he was standing around looking at the yard, and because he's really curious when trains go past. And there was a man, an next-door neighbour, and he was hoovering his car, and Dealey was, like, watching him. And I thought he was going to go and tell him off. I thought Dealey was going to go up to him and say, "Why are you hoovering your car outside my house? Why are you making such a noise?" But... I said to Dealey, come on, you need to get back. You need to come back and let him get on with his hoovering. But at one point, he was standing out in the yard, and this sort of dead leaf blew across the yard, and he went after it like it was. Suddenly, he was sort of one side of the yard, and he followed it right across to the other side. He was like a bolt of lightning. He was so funny. Jay says Sam is technically Samson, but he goes by Booger, Sam Sam, and a few others. Aww. Huh. Now, what else was I going to? Oh, yes. Since I last talked to you, I've been booking some of my holidays for the year. Don't know if anybody else has got exciting holiday plans, or you know, I tend to book my holidays as quickly as possible, just to sort of stake my claim. I'm a little bit. I don't want to say too much about some of my trips because I don't know if they'll link it into surprise reveals or bits in the podcast. But I'm going away with Callum to Scotland later in the year, and we're also going away to Germany for Callum's birthday. Toby and I have got trips together as well, so Toby doesn't have as much holiday as I do, and he doesn't necessarily like to go away as much as I do, so I tend to have holidays with Callum and with Toby. So yeah, and of course Toppy, you may not have heard this bit, we've got a live satellite broadcast coming up with Yeti Uncle John. Believe Bettina's down there and Damius are down there now in a couple of weeks' time. Beginning of April, I'm recording on location for some later episodes, and those guys are already down at the location getting things ready for those particular episodes. So they're gonna be sort of telling a little bit about what's going on. We're trying to keep it. We're kind of keeping it a bit under wraps because we've got quite a lot of quite a lot of weird episodes coming up from the end of this month. April's going to be quite a weird month, starting with April Fools, and we've got an episode which I think I can say has a number of Pride 48 guest stars in, not talking as themselves but acting. I won't say anything in case I don't want to preempt anything that might be said in the on the satellite broadcast. So let's see what's been going on in the chat room. Jay says I name my cars too, although I don't use them a whole lot, the nicknames I presume. My current car is Eartha. good name. Toppy says no, I don't tend to name things. I don't know what way. You name your chickens, though, Toppy. I don't know why. I had scads and scads of beloved stuffed animals when I was a kid. Me too, and I still do. And I think I various different times when I've been dating different people, they've often bought me different soft toys, and I think at the moment quite a lot of them have been banned and sent to the dark recesses of the cupboard in my bedroom. But I used to have a panda bear called Ben, and he later became known as King Ben, and he was a big part of my entourage back in the, or maybe I was a big part of his entourage back when I was at primary school, junior school. But you say you had loads of these beloved stuffed animals, but you didn't name a single one of them. Toppy, you never named any of your cars, but your first cat you named Cat. Dear, oh dear. And you're in the Smellcast, though, there's lots of names, and obviously those people's names are their own names, though. You didn't name them, but... Mr. Mike says, I don't have a name for my car. Well, I don't have a car, so nor do I. Join the club. I can't believe you didn't name things to Toppy. I mean, it's crazy. It's not like you at all. I think either you were kidnapped by aliens back then, or you are an alien now, and that, oh, I don't know. There's something's not right. I don't know if the... I want to check if the satellite broadcast is ready yet, because I've got a little thick blinking light. Something's coming through. Something's coming through. Let's just see. I like that. Oh, what's going on there then? Mystery after mystery. I haven't heard from the aliens for ages, but of course you might remember that, well, the aliens left, and then soon after they left, Yeti Uncle John and I had a visitation, and it was another lot of aliens telling us off for sort of having helped the first lot of aliens, inferring that they were criminals, and then, oh well, we haven't heard much at all recently. And now, yeah, it sounds like what's going on there, hey? Those aliens, I don't trust. They're very fickle, aren't they? Toppy says he was going to call the aliens, but Toppy says he doesn't believe that those original aliens were crooked or anything. You know what, Toppy? I don't think they were either. They helped me that time when I was in the cupboard with them and all the boxes fell down. They actually helped. They helped me. I'm almost at the point where whether the second lot of aliens are the goodies or the baddies, they were so prissy, so, I don't know, so... like Goody Two Shoes, so patronising about it that maybe even if the first aliens aren't 100% honest, they might be like anti-heroes or something. You know, they might be like the Robin Hood of aliens. So I think I'm going to side by, even though they are a bit fickle and they're obviously, but you know, they said nice things about me, so. And cat! Dear. Very odd. Very odd indeed. Never mind. Now let's have a look. Now Toppy is a genius. We already knew that, didn't we? But Toppy has said he also believes the reason the aliens sought me out is because I'm a librarian and the aliens like to eat books, so obviously they'd be trying to find me, or trying to find someone who had access to books. But it's a situation that worked fine for me because we've just got so many books in the library, and you know, luckily we've got the budget, we can buy new books quite a lot, and the nature of our course is that we need new books. We also need We also need old books, but we don't necessarily need all of the old books we have. So we do have to be quite careful. We do have to kind of get rid of books, you know, quite a lot of books every year to make room for the new ones. But before I take a look on the satellite broadcast, I'm just going to update you on the episodes that you may have missed. Episodes you may have missed of the Shy Life podcast since we last had our live show. Now, this is our sixth live show, and episode 62. But going back a few weeks now, episode 56 was a recorded version of our fifth live show. Episode 57 was called Big Blue Plaques and Time Machines, and that was all about getting Uncle John, Toby and I going, sort of exploring some bits of London and going to see Damias unveil a plaque. But then there was also a bit of a strange sort of subplot, I'd say, you know, it's not a plot, of course, but about a time machine or a gravestone that is mistaken, or a mausoleum that's been mistaken for a time machine, or maybe it isn't. Maybe it hasn't been mistaken. Maybe it genuinely was a time machine. But episode 58 was called It's Bingo Night, and that was all about going for going to the bingo with Nick and Ali, and I was pleasantly surprised about who else turned up. Some surprise guests turned up. Episode 59 was called All Rather Random. Now, that episode, except for a few inserts, was recorded all in one, a bit like this live show. It was sort of like most of my shows I put together in little bits, but this was a show that I recorded from end to end without sort of stopping. I did chop a few bits and pieces around when I was editing it, but it was actually recorded the day I started to get my cold. So and I sound like I've got my cold, but there's more. There is. I shall be back to the. I shall be back in the chat room any second. I just got a couple more episodes to mention. Episode 60 was called Warp the Warp, which was a Doctor Who special. And actually, it was a Doctor Who episode taken from the point of view of people who don't necessarily, you know, like, know that much about the series. So, for instance, Toppy and I talked on that episode about some Doctor Who stories that he'd been watching, and he had questions. So it was a bit of a different episode. Episode 61 was called Conventionally Unconventional, and that was about conventions, whether it be sci-fi or magic, or those two episodes sort of complement one another. This is episode 62, and I might tell you a bit more about episode 63 later on, but I do need to go and check the satellite in a minute. But let's see what's happening in the chat room. Mr. Mike 1972 says, I'm off topic, I know. Well, no, there's no such thing as off topic when we do a live show. I'm off topic, he says, but I kind of want to buy the slot dog. What's the slot dog? There's some pictures. Oh. It's a cutting device for hot dogs or something, yes. Very interesting. The slot dog. Toppy says, wow, is that Slot Dog as seen on TV? Oddly enough, says Toppy, I bypass the hot dogs because I'm... I got my teeth in. Toppy says, oddly enough, I bypass the hot dogs because I'm wary about what's in them.
and then I'll go and eat a bologna sandwich. Go figure. That's very interesting. How big are those? Are those really big hot dogs? Yeah, they must be. Yeah, I'm trying to work out. Yeah, they do look a bit bigger than some of the ones we usually. The ones we get are really usually quite small. I suppose you can get the bigger ones. Mike says, "I love a good wiener." Toppy laughs. And yes, bypass. Yes, sorry, Toppy. There's been mistyping in the chat room. That's why I can't put my teeth in because I was trying to work out what was being said. That's my excuse anyway. Right, let's see what's happening in. I'm just waiting for this. I'm aware that there's still our satellite broadcast to come. But we usually find on these live shows that as there's nobody else about, that we usually go past our hour slot slightly anyway. So hopefully that's possible. But let's see. I don't know who is this the live broadcast? Hello.
Is somebody calling me?
Oh.
Hello.
That was confusing. I know what this is. That was me talking to me. No, that was me talking to me because talking about Dealey, as we were slightly earlier, I did record a bit recently of Dealey, and I won't play all of this. I might put the full version in the recorded version of this show. I should probably say, for those who don't know, when I released the recorded version of the live show, I always put extra content in, whether it be an extra poem or whether it be an extended interview. And this will be the case this episode. But anyway, let's see if I can just play you a bit of Dealey recently being quite bossy. Oh. No, I can't because somehow I've just pressed the wrong button and it's gone away. Right. There. Right. And here we go. Right. Try again.
Is somebody calling me?
Hello? Hello? Is that a cat calling me? Is it? Is that Mr. Dealey calling me? Is he? Is that you? Deals, what do you want? Can I rescue you? You all right? Are you all right? Speak. Are you okay? Are you? Are you? Oh, you want to say hi? Is that all you want? You want to say hi? Yeah. You want to say hi? Oh, hello. Hello. Are you purring? Yeah. I've got to change the calendar. I haven't changed the calendar. You look after my phone whilst I do the calendar. You watch that. To change the calendar. Oh, you did look after my phone. You left the phone. Well, you're not much use, are you, Deals? Not as a phone looker after. No, you didn't look after my phone at all. Go on then. Meow. Oh, meow. Really? You're just wondering how you're doing. The listeners of the Shy Life podcast were wondering how you were, my dear. You all right then, yes? Despite the fact you can't look after a phone and you... Listeners, all I can say is that Mr. Dealey is very well and quite purry. Yes. He's looking good. He's looking good. Aren't you, mate? Okay. Moving on. I need to ring my mum. I need to ring your gran. Anyway, I don't know how well that's coming through, but I'll put the full conversation on the recording of the live show. Yes, he is very bossy. He likes you to be where he wants you to be, and he's not happy if you're not where he thinks you should be. Toppy says, wow, and Jay says, I wanted to buy that pass. Yes, oh well, bypass, yes. So, any stories out there of disastrous encounters with workmen? Actually, that sounds... any stories of exciting encounters with workmen? No, we can't talk... We can talk about that here. It may be Prude 48, but no, we're not Prude 48. We're on Pride 48. So I'm going to. I really think that I'm getting signs that the satellite is satellite broadcast is. Imminent. So, let's just... Hello, Yeti Uncle John?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Yes?
Oh, it's me, Yeti Uncle John.
Hiya. Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, John. Sorry, we were waiting to hear from you.
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
It's good. How is everything?
Oh, great.
Yeah? Good.
Great, well... Do my bit like we rehearsed?
Yes, you speak away. You tell us how are things on location.
All right, then.
Yeah?
Hello, listeners. This is me here, Yeti Uncle John, and I'm here on location, in a mysterious location. I can't say too much, except it is in the British countryside. I'll be a bit mysterious, I know, but, I don't know if you want to say more, Paul.
We're just really excited. Well, I'm really excited, to be going away and on location, and I'm glad that, you and the gang are there to get things ready. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go on, speak.
So, you'll be... recording down here in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, that's right.
We're just getting the location ready for you. I know it seems a bit weird. You know, it's a location and, it's not going to be on a video.
But you've got to get things ready. It's not just as simple as just a photo shoot.
Good point. Yes, of course there will be photos.
Yes, we always take photos.
Maybe some promotional videos.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Yeah, but mainly recording for the podcast.
Absolutely, yes. Are the others there? Have you seen Damius and Bettina yet?
Yes, that's right. I will be involved.
Yeah, yeah, and yourself.
I'll be involved when we are actually recording.
Yes, yes, of course.
I am due to be recording with you, but, you know, I just wanted to get, you know, to make sure stuff was ready. And I believe there are, well, is it three or four episodes that we'll be filming on location?
Three or four, yes.
Four?
Yeah, three or four. I've got quite a lot of plans.
Yeah. Like a three-part story, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
But not like not, but kind of a weird. Not like, not like.
No.
Necessarily linked, but not necessarily directly linked.
That's right. Yes.
Is that right?
That's yes. That is. That
can't
is.
Can't say. Right. We have to be very careful what we say. Give it all away.
Sorry, John. The sounds brilliant.
Oh, this. What other episode? Can we tell them about that?
What about the fourth episode? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be recording our Halloween episode. Yes.
It's
April.
True. Yes.
Well, it'll be April by the time we get down there.
Yeah.
Yes. We are going to, we're going to be recording our Halloween episode, and, it'll be in the can. It'll be ready to go for October. Just making use of the time we've got.
Well, it just seemed to be...
What else do you think you'll be getting up to, Paul?
I'm going to be doing, well, I want to be editing. I've got some very exciting episodes that I need to get on with some of that project whilst I'm there. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of things.
Yes. That's good.
Yes, it is. Yes, very good.
Great.
I think, are we losing you? We're slightly... sorry, can you still...
You'll be like, editing new shows.
That's right, yes.
And,
John, I think
maybe we're doing some interviews.
Yes, John.
Oh,
I think John, I think we need to go back to the chat room now. So
yes, I do have two other guests, two other people with me.
John,
you'll recognise, but I think perhaps we'll come back and discuss. We'll speak with them. You know, later in the show, shall we?
That would be good.
Yes,
that would be good.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Speak to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, John. Thank you. Yeah, I think we had some slight technical problems there towards the end. We seemed to have a bit of disjoint, but so that was John. He'll be back. Jay says, where do these damn weekends go? They seem to go very fast, whether you're whether you're doing things, whether you're not doing things, don't they? You have a quiet weekend and it still flies by. You have a busy weekend and that, you know, you expect it to kind of fly by when you're having lots of fun. But now, I was going to read this poem at the end, but I think I might read it now before we go back to, because I've just had a text from they're just trying to sort out the problems with the satellite. It's been difficult to kind of rein John in because he's not necessarily hearing everything I'm saying. I hope. Were you able to hear John okay in the chat room? Were you able to hear the broadcast? I know we're having technical problems, but let us know if you can hear. You can hear John. I was saying earlier, I've written a poem. It's the first poem that I've finished in quite some time. It's one I've been working on. On and off for quite some... Oh, Jay says, yes, he was fine. Good, you're able to... Toppy says, John came over quite well. Good. Well, that's good. That's a good... for the rest of what we've got to come, hopefully. So, because we've got Bettina and we've got Damius, and I wanted to speak to them before we finish. So, before we do that, I'm going to read this new poem that... it's one I've just kind of had on the back burner for ages and been writing bits and pieces. Now, a friend of mine, Paul Webster, from he does some of my illustrations, and he has some really great designs, T-shirt designs on Redbubble, and one of his he's the guy who trying to think anyone's seen a picture of a character like with an onion head on any of my work, that was his design for my poem Onion Man. He's done some of my Beasts of Friends drawings. Anyway, one of his designs on Redbubble was of this sort of glam rock vampire, and it says, glam rock vampire 1974. So I decided to write a poem called Glam Rock Vampire 1974, but it's only recently I finished it. So I'll read it to you now before we go back to the live broadcast. So, Glam Rock Vampire 74. It was on my blog, I think it was earlier this week, so you may have read it, or if you want to read it, that's where you'll find it on shoyeti.com. Anyway, here we go. Glam Rock Vampire 74. Come on, come on, you'll hear them scream. Glam Rock Vampire 74. What surprises may well lurk in store? He skulks about, a ghoul in waiting. Who is this guy you're newly dating? So do you know quite who he is? Shake him up and see him fizz. He has a quite hypnotic gaze, a winning smile that shines for days. He'll claim his star was rudely stolen, but he ripped his look off Mr. Bolan. Come on, come on, you'll hear them shout. Glam Rock Vampire 74, he'll rouse the teens then start a war. Blood-sucking fiend, weird funky singer, sure puts his victims through the ringer. A killing spree won't make him bitter, rips out their throats all doused in glitter. Too soon for new wave, too soft for punk, too late for prog and all that junk. This doesn't stop him acting bendy, dressed as a bat, still rather trendy. Come on, come on, you'll hear them bellow. Glam Rock Vampire 74 won't always bite, but he'll surely score. A dance floor beast, he hunts his prey. The disco yeti he keeps away. There on the stage there's none left crying. A trail remains, the blood still drying. But no one sees the stains that linger. A severed toe, one nibbled finger. The mess is blamed on drag queens fighting. The killer's gone, it's quite exciting. Come on, come on, you'll hear them chant. Glam Rock Vampire 74 might one day show up at your door. I hope you enjoyed that. That is the live debut of Glam Rock Vampire 74. Actually, Clive 48 gets first refusal. No, not quite the first refusal. But basically, had I not had all the problems at the flat yesterday, I was going to an open mic night with my friend John, and I was going to read that there. And so I'm glad. I'm glad that this poem receives its debut on the show. But actually, the next episode that I'm releasing after this, episode 63, is made up of lots of episodes that I started but never really developed into full episodes. And some of the material in that episode is from one of the open mic nights back in August. It was one of John's open mic nights, and originally I was going to form an episode around it, and it just never happened. And so there's also an episode that was going to be about Jack the Ripper, which never quite happened. But all the bits I recorded, a lot of them involving Damias and Bettina and Yeti Uncle John, I'm presenting them in one episode together to kind of, you know how I like to go through my Yeti archive and sort of put things in order. So that's what will be happening, episode 63. As I say, you'll probably get two episodes next week. This episode, the recorded version of this episode, and also episode 63. And after that, it'll probably be our April Fool's episode. I really can't say much about that. It's all in the can, I just need to edit it. But I think you'll find that quite intriguing. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Now, we're coming up to 9 o'clock, but I think as long as everyone's okay with it, we may go slightly over because everything seems to be fine in the chat room. So what we're going to probably do now is see if I can get the satellite working again. So, oh, Jay's off to... Jay is off to take Sam out. Oh, got to run Booger out, he says. Be right back. I know Jay will probably catch up with the bits he's missed later anyway. Sam's going to get his walk. Most important. Right, I'm going to see if I can... hello, John, is are you... John, are you ready to speak again? John? Hello?
Hello?
Ah.
Hello?
Hello.
It's me again.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, John.
Is Uncle John is here? Yes, me here.
Ooh, your sound's a bit...
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello. Yes, sorry, your sound's a little bit loud, so don't need to shout into the microphone. Sorry, I don't mean to put
Well, I hope you... Yeah. Live show's going all right. Trying to listen in, but
yes,
we've been busy rushing around whilst
got a few good good people in the chat room.
Yes.
So, how's it going with you?
Okay. Yes. Well, we've got a little bit of advice this time. She's going to be helping with us.
All right.
She's going to, going to be helping us. I need to put my teeth in, don't I? So we have a friend of the show, Bettina Dupre. She's here.
Good.
Bettina.
Good.
Hello, my darling. Oh, my goodness. This is like satellite broadcasting or something, is it? Hello, Paul. Hello, darling.
Hello. Hi, Bettina.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yes.
Hello, darling. Charlie, hello.
Hi, Bettina.
Oh, the listeners. Hello, listeners. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah,
lovely.
There are quite a few people about in the chat room.
Lovely.
Yes.
What am I doing here?
You're helping out with the recording, I take it.
Well, I'm kind of here to offer advice on costumes and... You know, makeup and just, you know, generally set dressing. Yes.
Good.
I've been trying to offer my advice.
Good.
To any of the members of the crew who are, like, having relationship troubles as well.
Oh, bless. Good.
So,
I bet they're really glad to have your advice because you know a lot.
I believe so in some form or other. Yes.
Sorry, Bettina.
Yes,
can you...
I'll be about.
Bettina, can you hear me?
Yes.
Bettina.
Well, we'll just have to see how it fits into the story, won't we, dear?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting! It's going to be very exciting,
yes, I
darling.
Think, well, we're just glad of your help, and
very busy.
Yes, I'm sure
you're... Yes, Uncle John, he's been lovely. We've been to the local village and mustn't say too much, though, darling.
No, don't give anything away.
Give too much away. All I can say is that we're putting together a lovely, exciting episode.
Good.
Coming up soon.
Good, yes, that's right.
And,
well, I think the listeners...
Yes.
The listeners will enjoy that, and it's...
Paul?
Yes?
Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Yes,
I can hear you.
So when can the listeners expect to hear this episode?
The one that we'll be recording in April. Probably May, I would have thought. Yeah.
Fair enough. It takes a while, doesn't it,
yes.
to put it together?
Yes.
Now, I understand from Yeti Uncle John that you've got an exciting couple of episodes coming up in April. Is that right?
Yes. With some special guests.
And you might be, you're going to be kind of getting to work on those episodes whilst we're on location in spare moments.
I'm hoping to get them edited then, yes.
Golly. So exciting, darling. So exciting.
Yes.
Goodness.
I think you'll...
Am I right? It's a bit of a scary one.
Yes, well, yeah.
Slightly scary, with some guest stars. Wonderful.
That's right, yes.
Yes, we have got one other guest star. I'll pass you back to Yeti Uncle John, darling.
Okay.
It's me, darling, Bettina Dupre. One million kisses, darling.
One
million and one kisses. And to you, you lovely listeners. Keep supporting the Shy Life podcast, darlings. Keep listening.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you, Bettina. Thank you for speaking to us, and we'll catch up with you again soon. And, yes, Yeti Uncle John, are you there?
Oh, hello, me again. I'm back.
Yes?
Sorry, yes, we're getting a bit busy here. We have got one more little interview. Well, I'm going to do a little interview, or someone's going to speak to you. Yeah. So, okay. We'll be back in a little bit, 10 minutes or something, yeah? We'll be ready and waiting for you, Paul.
Okay, thank you, John. We'll just say
speak
goodbye.
Speak to you soon.
Yeah. We'll speak to you again in a bit then. Thank you. Hi, listeners, sorry. Having sort of mixed results with the satellite. It's kind of... I hope you... Did you hear Bettina okay, Toppy? No spoilers, yes, no spoilers. I was a bit worried she was going to say too much, but... it's quite exciting having them all down there, getting ready for... I'm looking forward to going away. I'm so tempted to tell you all where I'm going, but I won't for now. But now the episodes that we were talking about, well, the episodes that she mentioned that I'll be editing when I'm away, I am very excited about too. The spooky ones she was talking about. There are a number, well, at least two people who've been in the chat room today play major parts in the episode that I shall be editing when I'm away. Yes. We're jumping ahead of ourselves. I've got quite a lot of episodes in the can, if not complete, then almost complete. And I'm really looking forward to being able to share with you the episodes that I'm putting out in April, because they're a bit off the wall, they're a bit crazy. Toppy said it's going splendidly. Bettina sounded like she was right there in the studio with you. Yeah, it sounds like it's coming out well, so I'm glad. I was a little bit unsure. Now I'm just going to check my little pad. Not a lot more that I had planned for this episode. Shared with you my new poem. I've dated you on my news. I've dated you on episodes you may have missed. I should give the Smellcast a little plug, because they've just had a new episode out, the Smellcast. Have you not, Toppy? Stick it out your back door. And that was a fun episode. I may or may not have contributed. I contributed. And looking forward to more Smellcasts. I'm sure Toppy's got some interesting episodes planned for April. Yes. Toppy mentions my... oh, we can't spoil it. No, you have to listen to Toppy's latest episode. We have to listen to every episode of the Smellcast. We already established this. But his latest episode, the Stick It Out Your Back Door for March. There were some talking ducks amongst all of the more legitimate sounds. Oh, Jay's back. Hi, Jay. You missed Bettina, but we still have Damius to come. But we should probably be finishing in about the next 10 to 15 minutes. I was just talking to the listeners listening to the latest episode of Smellcast. And the talking ducks. Jay says, give Bettina my love. Yes. Yes, apparently the satellite has been coming across quite well. So we have got one more.
Well, we've got one more person that they want to speak to, so I should probably try and do that, so then we can sort of wind things up. If anyone else has got any other little stories or bits, anything, any other business, do have a think. So when I come back after this last satellite chat, we can round it all up before we have to say goodbye. And I'm just going to see, let me see if I can, everything seems to be going all right. So hello, John, are you available to do this last chat before we have to say goodbye? John?
Hello, Paul?
Yes?
Hello, it's me.
Good.
Yeti Uncle John.
Good.
Yes, I've got one more person to hand you over to.
Excellent.
Yes. Damius is here.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Damius is here. And, yes, Damius, come and speak to Paul.
Hi.
Quick now, we're on satellite. It could break down at any stage.
It could do, yes. I think it's made out of...
Yes.
I think it's made out of an egg carton or something.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Damius.
It's me, Damius Twinklehorn.
Hello, Damius.
I hear that we're broadcasting this live.
That's right.
Hello, listeners. I don't know if you can hear me.
I think they probably can hear you. They've heard Bettina, and everything seems to be going pretty well. So, how are you doing? How is being on set?
Yes.
Good.
That's right. I'm here.
Yes.
Well, I'm just, you know, getting to know the location.
Good.
Because, you know, I shall be helping out with these episodes when you get down here in a couple of weeks' time.
We couldn't do it without you.
You know, I'll be doing a lot of the sound effects.
Good.
And although a lot of it is making it, because it's mainly sound. But,
yes. Well, being a
I'm sure there will be some photographs and stuff.
There will be, but yes, sound is good.
Anyway, I know you need some sound effects, and I'll be there to do the sound effects in the background and give a little bit of atmosphere
good.
To those episodes that are coming up.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Well, we couldn't do it without you, and I'm so glad that you're able to be there. And
okay, then. Well, it's lovely talking to you.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see you soon. We'll speak before then.
Okay.
Goodbye, listeners. Goodbye now. Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, Damius.
Bye now.
John, are you still there? John, you're on.
There we go. Well, thank you, Damius.
Oh.
Well, yes. Well, so we're getting stuff ready. Down on location, yes, good. Down in the mysterious location. Good. We can't say where. No. No, we can't say where.
No. That's fine.
So, yes, I know we're running out of time.
Yes, we are, yes.
Goodbye, listeners, and yes, you just keep on listening. There's lots going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, very exciting stuff coming up. So, well, good luck then, Paul.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Sir.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Goodbye now. Goodbye now. Bye.
Bye, John.
Bye. Speak soon, yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, John. Thanks a lot. I think that's it. I think he's gone. Well, sorry, that was a bit of channeling a bit of Damius there. Well, that worked out better than I thought it would, to be honest. I quite thought it was going to all break down. But it sounds like, were you able to hear... Oh, Toppy says, hi, Damius. And Jay says, low, Damius. Yeah, high and low. Toppy says, I wonder what part he's playing. Do hope he's in good health. Yes, no, he's fine. It's just, I think it's because he does all of the, he does so many sound effects. It's put a bit of a strain on his voice. I was actually listening back to our pilot episode from, nearly a year ago now. And Damius, of course, is on episode... Well, he's on that first pilot episode. And his voice was a little bit different. He was a little bit less squeaky. But I think he's been working a lot. He's had almost constant work, which is unusual for even the most famous of actors. He's, you know, not only has he been on the podcast, but he's been doing all his other jobs in between. More than, you know, any of us, more than most of the team, he has been in constant demand. And you know how people's voices sort of change with age as well. And but yeah, so well, this has been fun. I've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode too. Now Toppy says, I still have that job for Damaris playing that tea kettle. Yes, well, I thought he was meant to be heading over to do that role with you, Toppy, but seems like he keeps getting distracted with other work. But I'm sure we'll factor it in, and we still have to arrange, you know what, Toppy, you know, Bettina and Aunt Tappy meeting up. Still don't quite understand what's going on there. They seem to have been very enthusiastic and now maybe a bit nervous, possibly a bit nervous about the whole situation. I'm sure we'll get it sorted out anyway. We'll get there, won't we? We'll get there. Yes, Toppy agrees. Now, my next live episode will be on Sunday, the 16th of April, which is actually Easter Sunday. But to be honest, I don't do a lot on Easter. I don't know. Unless you've got kids who want chocolate, or unless you're quite a religious family, Easter's one of those things that kind of passes by. People don't tend to meet up with their family or do anything special. I don't know what it's like over in the States, but I think probably doing the podcast will be Easter Sunday will probably be a doing the podcast will probably be the highlight of my Easter Sunday. So then we'll have an episode in May, but I didn't note down the date for that. But anyway, it's always the third Sunday of the month, and I think that works for me, certainly for April and May. Toppy says Easter Sunday is a regular work day for him. So yes. Oh dear. Do you have bank holidays around that? Because we have Good Friday and we have bank holiday Monday, so we do get a 4 day, well, sometimes even 4.5 day, because some people have Maundy Thursday off, or at least the afternoon. We used to, but anyway, so yeah, by the time we talk next time, there'll probably be quite a lot of more episodes of the Shy Life podcast out. And and there'll be quite weird ones, quite strange ones, and they may feature both Toppy and Jay. Yes, it's true. Toppy and Jay are going to be in a number of my episodes that are coming up, but they'll be acting, not just talking. Yes. Yes. But so Toppy says he does get some holidays, but Easter isn't one of them. So it's obviously not. Jay says, I would say most Americans don't get Easter holidays. Jay and I are like Kirk and Khan, never on the same set. Is this true? Yeah, no. This is, well, I don't know how much I can say. Let's just say in the episodes that are coming up that I'll be releasing in April, Paul takes a bus ride and ends up somewhere very strange, and Toppy plays the bus driver, and Jay plays somebody who Paul meets when he gets off the bus, and then he also meets another character played by Tim from Tats Like Burning. So that is really all I'm going to say. That's quite enough. I can't say any more than that. But yes, Jay, Toppy and Tim are, that sounds like some sort of boy band, 60s boy band perhaps. and vocal harmony, barbershop group maybe. But, so, yes. Now, I must bid you adieu, I think, before I tell you the whole plot of the next few episodes. I'm not very good at keeping secrets, as you can tell. And we do have an extra bit. There is an extra bit of this episode. And, there'll be a bit more. I think there'll probably be a bit more of a chat between Bettina, Uncle John, and Damius. So, come back. Do check out the recorded version of this episode for extra content, because there is a bit more of an interview which saving for extra content. So, right. Well, I'd like to thank you for listening, particularly Mike and Toppy and Jay and Sam, if he was listening. I don't know if he listens to podcasts, but anyway, well, thank you for listening. I shall play the music, and then, well, we might come back briefly for some quick farewells, but thank you for listening. Join us again in April, and goodbye for now.
How do you think it went, darling? You know, how do you think it went?
Oh, well, I think it went fine. Seems like it went fine. You can't always tell with things like this, you know. Live broadcast, live satellite things. You can't always be too sure. But, you know, hopefully it came across and the listeners were able to hear us speaking. And, yeah, interesting. Well.
Oh, I thought it was great. It was very exciting. Oh, yes. Very, very exciting indeed. I haven't been so excited since I appeared as a dead tree in pantomime recently. Oh, darling, I saw you in that. You were very good. Very good, darling, yes. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Absolutely marvellous.
I think we've got Paul coming on over Skype now, so gather around. Paul, is that you? Hi. Hi, it's Uncle John. Yes, this is me. How did the show go? Seemed to go really well, yes. Seemed to go really well indeed. Very pleased, very happy with it. Oh, that's good, it's good. I just wanted to thank you, everybody, for speaking, and I know we didn't have much preparation time, but it's fine. I think it came out fine. Should be great. And of course, we will be releasing the live episode as a proper podcast.
Very exciting. Oh, darling, that'll be wonderful. Oh, yes. The more the merrier. The more episodes you release, the better.
Yes, that's what I always say. I just wanted to thank you, basically. The show is over, and we're off the live stream, and, I am just recording this, what we're saying now, just to put us a little bit of extra content.
Oh, darling, so the listeners can hear us now. What's the thing? I didn't swear.
I might say
a swear word. Poo. Poo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very, very, yes. Calm down now, Damius. You're only overheated. Yes. Well, things are going very well down here, so we'll have to be careful not to say anything. Gives too much away, because it's going to be a little while before the listeners actually hear these episodes. Yes, it's true. It is true. But you know, I have been mentioning that I'm going away and that I'll be recording, so it felt like so nice that we could have this sort of on-set review or whatever, preview, I suppose.
Darling, you didn't say much about those new episodes that you're doing. You know, those episodes you're doing in April. What's going on there?
Oh, there are going to be two episodes, and it's pretty much all in the can. I've recorded, you probably don't remember, but I have recorded all of you for the episode. You might have just thought it was a normal episode, and to a certain extent it is. And, John, do you remember when you went to the theatre? Oh, yes, well, we were supposed to both go to the theatre. That's right, yes, well, of course, the story got involved and that didn't quite happen. That was when you were in that play, Damias.
Oh, yes, now I remember, yes, of course.
Oh, goodness. So, but you were saying that it's quite a spooky episode.
Yes, well, I mean, the episode that you're preparing now is going to be spooky-ish, but the two that are coming in April actually had some scenes that were scripted. I actually wrote scripts for two of the actors, and I've got at least three Pi 48 guest stars.
Oh, my goodness. Can you tell us who's in these episodes?
Well, I don't want to say too much, but it involves me going on a journey. That's all I will say. But I suppose I can tell you who the guest stars are. Now, Toppy is in it.
Oh, Toppy Smelly. Yeah, we love him.
Yeah, Toppy's in the episode. And Jay the Haunt Cub, he's in it. Oh, we like Jay. Yes. Is he playing Jay? Well, Jay's not playing Jay. No. Jay is doing proper acting.
Oh, goodness me.
Darling, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah, Jay plays somebody else. For that matter, so does Toppy. I mean, he makes a cameo as Toppy, but he also plays another character. Oh, blimey. I can't wait to hear this.
Darling, I can't wait to hear either. Didn't you say there was a third cast member?
That's right, yes. The third guest star is Tim. Tim from Tastes Like Burning. Tastes Like Burning! Oh, blimey, you've got an old star-studded cast. I have, yes. Definitely is star-studded. Anyway, I better go now because, I've got to get ready and, you know, so... anyway, thank you so much for what you did on the live show. Thank you for talking with us now. And I look forward to seeing you all for recording in April and putting together new episodes, editing ones that are in the can, basically getting the Shy Life podcast well on the way to celebrating its first anniversary in May. Oh my goodness, 1 year old.
Oh my goodness, has it been that long already?
Darling, wonderful.
Yeah, so we're going to make sure that the episodes that come out in the next 2 to 3 months, they're all action-packed, exciting, all locations and guest stars, and it's going to be super exciting. And you are a big part of this, and so are you, listeners, so are you. So keep on listening to the Shy Life podcast, and there'll be more coming up soon. More excitingness. Don't go away.
Oh, no, don't go anywhere.
No, don't you go. You stay there, listeners. You listen. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, yes, darlings. And I shall give you 1 million kisses. 1,000,001 kisses, darlings.
And you wouldn't want to miss out on that now, would you, listeners? Okay. Bye for now. This has been Extra Footage for our live episode. So, yes, goodbye for now. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye, darlings.
Gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I forgot to say, because you weren't here. Jay, Toppy, if you're still there. Yeah, I did a swear at the beginning of this episode, so I'm going to have to give this episode an explicit tag. I said fuck at the beginning of this episode. Yeah, I did. I said fuck off. I don't like saying fuck off because, you know, if I say fuck off more than once, it can be quite rude. So I think I probably should. I know. I did. Toppy doesn't think that I swear very much. It's true. I don't often say. Seeing as this episode has got an explicit tag, if you want me to say some swears, then, if there's any particular swears you'd like me to say, whilst I'm still here, Willy, Bum, what else is there? Tits, Winkle, boobs, for JJ. Oh, say poopy cocky. That's Toppy told me to say poopy cocky. Yeah, there we go. Poopy cocky. See, that's really rude. I'm being foul mouthed this episode. People aren't going to not going to believe it. They're going to think that I've been cloned or maybe taken over by the devil. Either the devil, aliens, or been cloned. Arse wipe. What else? What else? I don't know any others. Probably going to get banned from Pride 48 now. Oh dear. This is one for Big Fatty. This is the rebellious end of the show. Hidden away at the end of the episode when no one's listening. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real mean talking show. We talk about all sorts of really bad things, like boobs and bottoms. Yes. We're not Prude 48 anymore. No, are you getting real? We are getting real. We are getting real, yes. Yes, it's a bit like when you hear 12-year-olds swearing in a playground where they don't really understand what they're saying, but they're saying the words anyway. Because I don't understand the words at all. Yeah. I listened to Poke It With A Stick, but I don't understand what you're all talking about. No. I don't understand. What is it? What's going on? What's happening? No. They put some pretty pictures on the screen. I don't understand what they mean. Nope. Not at all. Anyway. Right. If this doesn't get beyond Big Fatty, this doesn't get beyond Big Fatty, if this doesn't get beyond the BFO, then nothing will. Yes. Big Fatty is wonderful. And Poodle McNoodle is an absolute saint. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Not a dog at all. And that is all I'm going to say on the matter. Now, beam me off of this crazy ship. If I can find... Where's it gone? Where is the good ship Edcast? There we go. Right. Before I get myself expelled from 548 for bad language, I'll bid you good night. The rudest episode of the Charlotte podcast that there ever was. Don't forget to join us again next month. Fuck.